Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Oh my goodness gracious, I've been excited for this one for a minute. We have four Like a Virgin this morning, an original and a cover coming soon from Pacific Avenue. Hello!
How are you? Feeling awesome.
Good. Pumped. Lovely to be back.
Yes. Aww. It's a pleasure to have you back. You are, one-time veterans of the Like a Virgin studio. Came through in 2023 and laid down this. Covering ABBA. It's inspired a little head nod in each of you.
Yeah.
What sort of memories come back when you hear that? What was that day like?
We were really nervous, I think. Or maybe John wasn't, but I was really nervous coming into it. Like a Virgin is like such an esteemed thing that you look up to, like growing up, especially as an Australian. Just like listening to it in the car every day on the way to school.
So
I was like, oh my gosh, we have to do it right.
For sure. I feel like it's a big like bucket list thing. Yeah. And then like also the drums were a bit turbo. And so I was like,
It's got some feels.
Yeah, I was like all night. I was just practicing on my like electric drum kit. It's like, please don't stuff this up. But yeah, it was an exciting, very exciting time.
And then what does it feel like when you come back a second time? Do you really like think, does it make you sentimental for the first time? Well, we'll get to Love Sick Sentimental, but does it make you think of the first, you know, when you're coming in that second time?
Yeah.
I knew where the loading dock was.
That's really good. We like to test bands to see how much do they remember when they came into the Like a Virgin studio. No, but boys, it's so lovely to have you in. And I mean, big things for you guys. You've done your big tour. I just want to know, like, how was it? Like, what memories, like, come straight to the front?
I think the Enmore. Show. I feel like kind of similar to Like a Virgin. It's sort of been like a childhood dream and goal to always play there. I think I saw my first gig ever at the Enmore.
That's nice.
And then like we've done some supports there, but when you're there and it's kind of like, this is our show. And also it's a bit like your family and friends are
very
all
full circle. Yeah. Having all like your close family and friends up.
And you kind of get there for sound check and it's like empty and you're sort of like, whoa, like these people are coming for us. Yeah. It kind of doesn't feel real.
Yeah. It was funny. We're like lining up with people at the start of the day and like trying to get photos with the photo of us.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh yeah, we got to do that as well.
Just see if anyone recognizes you. Oh, that's a handsome fella on there, isn't it?
Wasn't it that same show that night that you realized your record Love Sick Sentimental got to number one and you that's night you had the trophy?
I think so. Yeah, we got given the trophies that night, which was really special.
It was a bit like
very wholesome.
Yeah, it was almost too much to bear.
Wait, did you do anything like did you do anything different before you went on stage? Because don't you all have a little catch cry or something you do?
We do like a little like under 12s football kind of pump up.
Get the shoulders warm.
Just kind of get around each other.
And we always do our handshake, which goes like we all go in and we go, bring the thunder, and then half go, let's, and the other half rock.
Oh my
and
god.
And there we go.
That's so awesome.
That rules. I did notice in there that, the night you played the Enmore was the night that you said you received the trophy to signify that you were number one on the ARIA chart.
Yeah.
You said received quite specifically. Where are they now? Do you know? Did they go missing in the after party or what?
We got the one.
We had the one, which did get left in the green room. So I had to double back and get that. Went back and got that. But yesterday?
Mine's next to my TV, so the rest of my housemates, it's the most like watched part of the house.
Alpha move.
Mine's just on my dresser. It's above the socks.
A bit more demure, a bit more gentle. Don't force it. Well, it's an absolute pleasure to have you with us in the middle of this massive year that you're having. The cover will come later. The original is going to come first up. Pacific Avenue, what are you about to play for us?
This next song is Tell Me It Ain't Over.
Unbelievable.
I love this song.
Love this song. It's so good. This whole album rules. Let's get it in the Like a Virgin studio for the original. It's Pacific Avenue. Tell Me It Ain't Over. Triple J, whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gave us Tell Me It Ain't Over. Seriously, that was so freaking good for you, for me, for all of us. How was it for you, boys?
It was good. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I feel like it's cool just rocking it.
It's a fun live moment. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun in the shows and it's fun to do it in studio. We've got Cam from the Vans, who's on the organ as well, and good friend Sam Allen on the backing vocals as well, getting a little choir in there.
Love that is so beautiful. Love to have the closer in here. God, boys, honestly, I really mean it when I say I love this song and I've loved this album, Love Sick Sentimental. And I noticed, Tom, there's a way you've celebrated by getting a tattoo of the words Love Sick Sentimental. Is that right? Where is it, on your bicep or something?
It's on my arm. My blouse restricts me from getting it out.
No, keep the blouse on. You don't want to pop the arm out and have your shirt rip open for us, yeah, so we can see
it? I've just been standing here flexing suddenly the whole time.
I wanted to, is it just you or is anyone else in the, is that like a whole band tradition or just you, Dom?
Well, so it was actually on this Lovesick tour. So we're in Adelaide and we got hit up by a tattooist from down there, Greta, and I was like, oh, this could be cool, maybe make a little video around it, get her to come to the green room before the show, do some tats, and then straight from tat, walk onto stage.
Tat pre-show is mental.
So, yeah, I got Lovesick Sentimental.
There was a couple of, I think our guitar tech, Will, got one.
Yeah.
Did Jack get one?
Jack got one on Jack his got wrist. One. I'm not sure what he got, but we all got, like, different either lyrics or the album name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was cool.
Man,
yeah.
That's so cool.
That's what was the, so did you do that? You performed freshly after getting the tat? What did it feel? Were you bleeding all over the place?
Oh, it's only pretty, like, thin sort of, like, he's worn in. Thin line handwriting, so it's okay. Yeah. It wasn't like a big back piece.
You know, the like second skin or the like wrap stuff they put it. You could have auctioned that for so much money if you wanted to do that.
Throw it out.
But such an amazing album. It's worth celebrating. And I love as well, I saw that you on your website, you sell it on cassette tape, which absolutely rules. And you've broken it down into, there's four different versions, one with each of your faces on it.
Love.
Can I ask, is there a bestseller? Is there anyone? Is there any one face that the fans
Dom's
want?
Dom's very popular.
What can I say? Yeah. I think there was a bit of a like competition going.
Who didn't sell out?
Yeah.
Right. Sell the most leftovers.
Yeah, that's it. I think it was all pretty even.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, that's classic stuff from a winner of a competition.
Yeah. The rhythm section to all below, the losers.
Yeah. Oh, boys, this is so much fun. It is so good having you in. Back in the Like a Version studio, we have got the original out of the way. I don't even want to say that. Not out of the way. In the books. Celebrated. Done. Beautiful. We are inching towards the cover and we'll just recap the clue. We've been saying all morning that the song Pacific Avenue will be covering soon is one of people's favorite covers from Glee. Yes, Glee has been mentioned on Triple J Breakfast. Get your guesses. Keep them rolling in. 0439 757 555. What song could it be? We'll be back with the boys right after this.
Triple Like a Version
with Concetta and Luca.
Before Like a Version and after Like a Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
Yes, 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 indeed. On this Friday morning, how lucky we are to be joined by Pacific Avenue. The original is in the books and the cover is only mere moments away. And boys, you had a member of the Vans with you playing on the original. And I wanted to ask about that. Just the power of South Coast, New South Wales. It just has this wild pedigree for producing incredible bands. As you guys, the Terries, the Vans, Hockey Dad, just to name a few like that have come out in the last couple of years. What's your theory? Why do you reckon that is? What about that stretch of coast is so inspiring?
I think it's a very like supportive kind of little ecosystem down there. Mm-hmm. I think back in the day when we had like Radbar and Wollongong, I think that was such a great thing of kind of, it just became a sort of epicenter where no matter who was on, you sort of rock up and kind of just go and see music. And I think that kind of formed a bit of a community and a crew.
It's so cool to see these like non-capital cities scenes producing like so much quality and so much talent. And Gerringong is an absolutely beautiful place, gorgeous town on the south coast, and you would know this, over the last couple of years it has become crazy global viral famous for having the most beautiful street in the world. Tasman Drive. If you haven't seen the videos, you probably would have. They're all over TikTok and Instagram, this one street, and it is gorgeous, to be fair. But what's it like, that having your quite tiny hometown become this like viral sensation?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I feel like that was my date spot back in the day. I've got a girlfriend now. Like, it's just, I don't know, I feel like it was such a, I remember back then I was like, this is actually insanely beautiful, but you kind of take it for granted because you live there. But then like, you kind of, in a way, even though it's like very hectic now, it kind of like makes you like not take it for granted. You're like, oh, yep, this actually
pretty
is
special that you
insane.
Got to grow up there.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Pacific Avenue is the next street.
Yes,
just along the front. So maybe we should have called ourselves Tasman Drive.
Yeah, I'll extend the tour.
It would have like helped the promo a bit more.
Boys, you know what I love? I love picturing little Pacific Avenue because like for anyone who didn't know, like you've all known each other since you were kids and like back in school. And I just, you know, from the outside, you'd be like, oh my God, look at this journey that you've all had. I was thinking like, what's a moment where you're transported to being kids again? Like you're spending all this time together. You're at this point in your career. Is there anything where, I don't know, you're like giggling or praying where you're like, oh my God, it's just like that vibe is still the same from when you were kids?
I feel like so... Recently, I stumbled upon some photos of me and Ben at my sister's like fifth birthday party.
Awesome.
And, yeah. And like, I don't know, sometimes we'll be out and it's like, I just had this kind of out of body experience and sort of like, we're doing the exact same stuff. We still get the dress up tub out. It was a dress up party. It's kind of like we're just doing it, but now we're 30.
Yes! That is so, what were you dressed up as in the photo?
I was Peter Pan and Ben was a pirate.
Oh, yeah. Some classics. Nice. Classics. We've got to whip those out again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same blouse from that. Yeah.
Same blouse. Is it?
That is so. Is it the same for you? Like, Harry, can you, I mean, is there like a, because you all have known each other so long, are there parts where you're like, oh, we are still exactly the same boys who had this dream?
Yeah. Just when we're talking about just like the street of Pacific Avenue, like we jammed just like right up the road from that. So I can remember like little photos of us. Just like the first times we were kind of all walking out to the point together, like in the middle of like rehearsing and then like finding the name, like we just like picked the street name because like we couldn't find anything we really liked and that felt like closest to home. So we're just like running around on like bikes and skateboards and like making like little videos. So, but yeah, everyone still is like very much the same person. But it's nice to see the growth and development.
But I remember having those, like doing the first like version, playing like those big festivals, like, I don't know, Lost Paradise, first time we played it and stuff. Like it's so easy to kind of get swept up in it and you're just going along with it. But I'd really try to sort of be present and be like, wow. Yep. Like if I told myself back then that we're doing this, it's kind of like.
I think we were good with that on this tour, like really trying to like stay in the moment because the night finishes so quickly.
Yeah, big time.
Well, speaking of being present, we are at the moment where we can get this cover from you. We're so excited. We've got Pacific Avenue in for like a version. We've been saying that the clue for the song you're about to cover is it's one of people's favorite covers from Glee. Boysies, what are you about to give us in this like a version studio?
We're doing Say a Little Prayer by Dionne Warwick.
Hell yeah. Another big song for you guys. How did you come to picking this song?
I think we wanted to do just like a classic, like beautiful, beautifully written song. We're not doing it in the same sort of style as the originals. Like Dionne's and Aretha Franklin's versions are like these incredible, like big voices. So I was like, let's just like let them do that. And we'll do like a, chill version of that.
Yeah. And it, like kind of tap into something that's a bit nostalgic. People might remember listening to it in their car trips with their parents or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, let's not wait a second longer. We've got Pacific Avenue about to give us their cover of Dionne Warwick's Say a Little Prayer. Please, whenever you are ready, go for it.
Thank you.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Well, combing my hair now and wondering what dress to wear now, I say
Yes, my goodness gracious. What a way to start your Friday in the Like a Virgin studio.
So good.
It is Pacific Avenue covering Dionne Warwick's Say a Little Prayer. Gorgeous, stripped back. Sort of, yeah, very touching, very gorgeous rendition there. How did that feel?
It felt really sweet. Yeah. Very, very wholesome. I'm very lucky to come in for a second time.
Yeah, it was nice. I feel like we had a beautiful ethereal moment where we all locked eyes.
Yeah, yes. Right.
It was felt across the nation.
Yes. The chemistry is real. Honestly, it has been a pleasure having you in and having you back and just getting to catch up with you boys. It's just been mental for you. As you look to, you know, leaving the studio and moving forward, what does the rest of the year look like to you? What comes up?
So kind of straight after this, we've got a little bit of time for getting back in and starting writing again.
Wow.
It's like the long process, but just try to get as many demos as we can, try to get a new body of work ready, still push Love Sick Sentimental as much as we can as well.
And then we'll be heading over to UK and Europe in September. It's for the Love Sick tour, but it got postponed, so we're doing that, in September.
Yeah.
So for like a month or so.
Yeah.
And, a few little shows here and there, festivals and stuff. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Massive, massive year. Well, thanks for squeezing us in before it all takes off again in the back end.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you so much.
An absolute delight to have Pacific Avenue for Like a Virgin this morning. It's Triple J Breakfast. It's Concetta and Luca. Stick around. We'll let you know who's doing Like a Virgin next week.